It is your money. Welcome to the program. My name is Susie Jones, and we want to remind you that if you have a financial question for our guest today, you can call this number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that number is 1-888-6-ADVICE. You can also email questions at any time to yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. And for the next, let's just say 50 minutes, you can call or text our studio here at 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Now, here is Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor Peg Webb. How you doing, Peg? You're flying solo today?
I am flying solo. Bruce is taking a well-deserved day off. So I want to wish him and all the dads out there, a happy Father's Day to all of you. It's such a special day for dads. You got to celebrate and honor, fathers who play a super important role in many lives. My dad definitely played a role in my life. And I just want to wish everybody an enjoy your day, dads. So today, though, we're going to talk about how to assemble a team of advisors. So I think with anything in life, people lean on other people because we can't personally know everything, right? Mm-hmm. So having the right team in place is critical, especially when it comes to your wealth. You work so hard to preserve your money, save your money, and you don't have to do it alone. So Susie, today, what I thought I would do is just kind of walk through how do you assemble a team of advisors. So for people listening today, mm-hmm. What I'd like to do, though, is my favorite part of the show is when people ask questions. Mm-hmm. And there's listeners out there that might be thinking, oh, I want to ask Peg this. Let's get those texts and calls in early, mm-hmm. because how to assemble a team of advisors, I don't need to take the whole 50 minutes, talking about that. I'd love to get you listeners involved. So if you want to text or call the studio line, it's 651-461-9226.
And that would be so Peg, that would be for any question, right? Just so they don't have to ask about this specific topic, but maybe they're in the middle of something and they could use some advice.
I would love that. Okay. You might stump me because there's a lot to know in the job that I do, but I would love to hear from everyone. So when it comes to a team of advisors, as your assets and your savings accounts and you've been a good saver and your assets start to become significant, it's probably a time to increase your you got this complex tax planning and you got legal things and you may just say, you know what, this is outside my comfort zone to make these decisions. Well, one reason it probably is outside your comfort zone is because alone the U.S. tax code is nearly 7,000 pages long.
Wow.
And then when you add in tax regulations and then they've got this IRS guidelines that you use, the pages are up to 75,000. So taxes alone are very complex. But when I think about financial planning and assembling a team, it's forever changing out there. What's available, and the tax codes are changing and the estate planning is changing. So Wealth Enhancement Group focuses really on five areas of planning, and so does a lot of other firms. We kind of narrow it down to five, one being financial planning in general. And financial planning is just trying to create a plan of all aspects of your current situation. It's kind of almost getting organized. And then it also is not only looking at your current situation, but also your future aspirations. So we kind of coach people on, let's look forward, what's important to you. Secondly, investment management. I think all listeners know that when you think about, a broker or a financial planner, I think the first thing that people think about is investments. Like, where do I put my money? How risky should I be?
Right.
The third one I already mentioned is taxes. Taxes matter in everything you do. So, you know, a lot of people will get their return done by a tax preparer, but they'll do that after the previous year is over. And you can't make any changes, right, after January 1st of the new year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when you're collecting your papers from the year prior, you're saying, oh, wish I had thought of this and made this change last year. So tax strategies, the planning and analysis of your financial situation is another team member or advisor that you might want to have on your team. The fourth one is insurance. So insurance basically is trying to protect everything you have. You've worked so hard to save all this money, and you need insurance in a lot of ways because of the unknown. We just don't know how long we're going to be on this earth, and it just helps prepare for the what ifs. And then lastly, your estate plan. So how are your assets going to be preserved, managed, and distributed after you pass? So after saying all that, Susie, it's really complex.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many parts of a financial plan, and I think people don't understand how complex it is. So today I wanted to talk about, though, usually you have all sorts of people, meaning you have maybe you have an advisor, maybe you have a tax preparer, maybe you have an attorney that you work with, and then you've also got an insurance person that provides the insurance. A wealth enhancement group, and I can't help talking about us because I'm not sure what all other companies do, but 25 plus years ago, we said, you know what? We need to have all those specialists to provide a team of advisors, you know, to our clients, because I would be the first one to say, I can't possibly know it all. In all of those facets of planning, I can't possibly know it all. So we've hired people on our round table that are specialists in those areas so that a financial advisor like myself can go to that person within our organization and then go back to the client what I believe is a recommendation that I can stand behind, you know, instead of me going, wonder if I'm got this right. Mm-hmm. I then can go back with conviction. This is what you need to do.
Yeah. Peg, I wanted to ask, too, along those same lines. I think a lot of people are in the position or nearing the position where they have to transfer from being a working person to a retired person. And that, I think, transition can be very difficult if you don't know certain things to help you not make mistakes and get overtaxed or whatever the case may be. So I think that's kind of a good marker to say, okay, I have all this stuff in front of me. I do my taxes every year with, maybe I do it myself, maybe a tax person does it. But when you're in that time of life, it's pretty important to have people to help guide you, is it not?
Yes, it is. And what's interesting, Susie, is that a lot of people have people, right, that they hire, the tax preparer, the insurance person, maybe the financial planner. Maybe they pick their investments themselves. The difficult part, though, is how do you coordinate all of that information into one plan? And so with comprehensive planning specialists, the first thing I ask when somebody comes and interviews our firm is, are those people talking to one another? Or is it your responsibility to gather all the information from those specialists and then create kind of your own vision or your own financial plan? Now, what I tell you is yes, a lot of people come to us either, a couple weeks before retirement, hopefully somewhere between 10 years and 2 weeks, you would come to somebody, not so much 2 weeks, because
yeah.
You might have missed out some planning.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, Susie, is that people, have to then coordinate all those people. And then when you go to your other specialist, they might say, wonder if that's the right thing to do and how does that work in your comprehensive plan. Not that you can't do them independently, but you are putting more weight on your shoulders to evaluate whether that really fits with your other tax advisors or your other investment advisors or your other legal people and see if that's all coordinated. So I think it was a great idea that Wealth Enhancement Group did this long ago and said, you know what, we need to have all these people under our same roof.
Yeah.
So that we can, you know, help people.
You know, it's interesting because I don't know, it's not exactly on topic, but the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, they approach medicine that way or healthcare. You know, that if you go in for X, they have a whole bunch of people that weigh in on X. It's not just one doctor saying one thing. So same idea. More heads are better than one. And I think it's great because then you can sort of have a little more trust in how you're being taken care of if you know there's a lot of different people looking at what you're doing. So 651-461-9226. If you have a text question or a phone call, you can call us. We love to have callers as well. 651-461-9226. Peg, you tell me. We do have a couple questions coming in if you want to do that. Or we could also continue to talk to folks about what kinds of advisors should you be looking for if you don't have one and you're thinking about maybe now's the time?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on your Rochester Mayo comment. When Wealth Enhancement Group formed in the 90s, Mayo had written a book. I think it was 1992 it was published, about how they serviced, and they called them clients. You know, I wouldn't think I'm a client when I walk into a hospital.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you are. And
yeah.
And the book, talked about in how they designed, you know, working together and then just the customer service, the way that they take care of people, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And so Wealth Enhancement Group in many ways kind of copied the structure because we thought, wow, if somebody's not well, and they're going into an organization and they come out of that experience and they're raving about them.
Mm.
That's exactly what we wanted when it came to financial advice and holistic planning, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So I actually thank the fact that they wrote that book because it was something that we aspired to and actually, I believe, have achieved. So, I would say before we get to questions, just, you know, you have to think about whether you want to hire somebody or whether you really do feel like you can do it yourself. There's a couple things that I caution people on today is, do you remember the transition of when we got computers?
Yes.
This was like a huge evolution, right?
Yes,
it was like,
it was.
What? I mean, I was flipping my ring binder, you know, to look at clients, and I had all my handwritten notes, and that was a huge evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next one coming is AI, right? Artificial
yes.
intelligence. And I can't help but not say many of our clients are afraid of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just another huge change coming. And so I think we'll embrace that over time, but it is another reason, I think, to assemble a team of advisors because things, again, are going to be changing. I think it's going to be, fast and furious of things that people are saying, okay, what does this mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
So your experienced advisor in all those different roles of, you know, planning and investments and estate planning and insurance planning and maybe you're a business owner and your tax preparation, you know, all of that is going to probably touch AI in the future, but I don't know how near or far it is, but you may want to get coaching on that as well. So I'm open to taking questions early because that's my favorite part of the show.
All right, very good. 651-461-9226. Again, our guest is Peg Webb. It is Your Money with the Wealth Enhancement Group. And Jimmy, not Jimmy, Charlie, I have lost my screen to see my text, so I'm going to invite you to ask a question that you see. I hope you don't mind, Peg, because my message screen just disappeared.
Yep, we'll get you all fixed up here, Susie, so I'll just read this one real quick. I'm young, in my 30s, and just started a new job, therefore a new 401k. I've got about $10,000 in a rollover IRA at another firm, and the process for transferring the money is absolutely exhausting. Is it really worth it to transfer that money into a new 401k and consolidate all of my money in one place?
Yes. Okay. So
that's a great caller.
Yeah, I know. We've got somebody in their 30s and has a new job. And by the way, younger people actually change jobs a lot more than I was accustomed to in my earlier years. And that's okay. A lot of times, you know, when you change jobs, you either get more pay or you get maybe more flexibility or something like that. But what happens is you've accumulated $10,000 in your former employer plan, like the 401k. And to roll that to your new company, it shouldn't be that hard. But my suggestion is, why wouldn't you want to get your own money in your own control? You know, so I've never really been a fan of rolling your past 401ks into your new employer. I don't know what the advantage would be. Why wouldn't you just take your 401k and open up your own individual IRA, which you can do? And so you can get some help, you know. I mean, you can work with your new employer to get that money rolled over. But I can tell you, I do hear a lot of frustrating comments on that. But let's just say you wanted to roll it to a brokerage firm and, you know, manage it yourself. Or it kind of is not a bad idea in your 30s to contact a financial advisor. You know, interview somebody, because it's much more than just rolling your 401k to a new IRA. It's all the other things I talked about. And in your 30s, I just so encourage people to start early with a comprehensive financial plan and start looking at the future, because in my experience, the most successful people are people that were always forward looking and, you know, had goals and had aspirations of what they want to look like. So that would be my advice, is you don't necessarily have to roll it to your new company. You can go get it in your own control. Susie?
651-461-9226. That is the number that you can either call and ask Peg directly, or you can use that to text a question as well. As we're talking about sort of shopping for a financial advisor, a person writes, how do you determine the fee or the price of what questions should you ask when I say, okay, I want to be a client with XYZ company? How much do you charge? Do they charge? How's it charged? You know what I mean? Because I think that's an important question. Like, is it a percentage of your wealth? How does wealth enhancement charge?
Yeah, well, all companies are somewhat similar. There's a couple different types of advisors that you can hire. You can hire someone that would be on a commission basis. Let's just say you want to buy something, you want to buy an investment, and they may just have a one-time commission or a fee. When you go seek for a financial advisor, that isn't just investments and more so comprehensive financial advisor, more times than not, they're going to have a fee percentage based on value of your accounts. And typically that's somewhere between, you know, it can be anywhere between zero and some guidelines would be up to 2%. Then another thing is there's another way that you can hire people, and this is actually newer today, is on a monthly fee. Like if you want advice and you don't have a lot of savings yet, because investment firms, if you have $10,000, like the email we had before, the text about rolling over that $10,000, you can actually get advice for a monthly fee, which I encourage young people to do earlier than later.
Does Wealth Enhancement do that monthly fee?
I can't speak for all the entire firm because we do have, close to 1,600 employees today. I can't speak for that. But generally, we don't have a lot of young people coming because they don't have the resources to pay or they're not educated on these new ways to be educated on advice.
So. All right. All right, we have to take our bottom of the hour break now, but we have a number of questions still coming in for you, Peg, and I want to remind people, if they are listening right now and they have a question for Peg Webb with Wealth Enhancement, 651-461-9226. Now, if you want to write this down, it's yourmoneyatwealthenhancement.com. That is the email that you can send at any point, not just right now, but you can do it later. yourmoneyatwealthenhancement.com, and they also have a number you can also call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that is 1-888-6-ADVICE. We're back after this. It is Your Money. It is the second half of Your Money, and if you have a question for Peg today, you can call 651-461-9226. That's what's happening right now. If you want to write this down, this is the email to email a question to yourmoneyatwealthenhancement.com. It's yourmoneyatwealthenhancement.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They do have a toll-free line. It is 1-888-6-ADVICE. And here once again is Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor Peg Webb. Peg, welcome back to the second half of the show.
Thanks, Susie. As most of you know, if you've listened in the first half, that Bruce is taking a well-deserved day off.
Yes.
And I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Hopefully you're getting pampered and, and have a great day. So today I just wanted to talk about how to assemble a team of advisors. So many of you listening probably have somebody that you go to for advice, and maybe that advice is, within financial planning, or maybe it's on an investment, or maybe it's on how much insurance I should have, or, what should my will or my trust look like? Mm. And then taxes. Taxes matter in everything you do. And I have to say, having somebody that's proactive with tax strategies, and then not only tax strategies, but tax preparation for you as part of that team is so important, because many of us don't want to pay more than our fair share when it comes to taxes. And if you think about, saving money and compounding that money that you would otherwise paid Uncle Sam early, can be thousands and thousands of dollars. So the conclusion of all that is Wealth Enhancer Group has put that team together long ago. There's other firms, I'm sure, that do the same thing. I'm a little bit biased, but yet I would just suggest that people ask questions of their current advisor, and if that's all encompassing. And then lastly, if you have all those advisors, but they're not necessarily talking to one another, that can actually be detrimental to your financial future as well. So those were the tips for today. Susie, let's just get listeners involved.
All right, very good. We'll take your calls and your texts at 651-461-9226. This texter writes, Peg, do you know what the individual gift limit will be going forward? Currently, it's $18,000 a year per individual. And this person wonders, after 2026, after the federal jobs and tax cut law expires, do we have any sense about what that individual gift limit will be?
Yes. So I actually should mention, because it's on my outline too, next week, Bruce and I actually will be having two senior members of our roundtable present. And one of them is Kate Meyer, who's been on the program many, many times as an estate planner. But she's going to talk about this sunsetting that's going to happen January 1st of 2026. And so the texter is asking, because this is a big headline right now. We only have a year and a half here before all these, not only the estate tax changes, but all of our tax brackets are sunsetting back to what they were, unless they make some announcement or, you know, something new comes out before January. But if it doesn't, it's just going to all refer back to what it was. So the show next week is going to talk about the gifting and what it's going to go to. But I'll give you a hint here. So right now you can gift $18,000. So if I wanted to give $18,000, I can give $18,000 to, you know, unlimited amount of people. I just can't give, you know, $20,000. If you do give $20,000, that's $2,000 over to one person. You fill out a form notifying the IRS that you gave more than the $18,000. There's no current tax to be paid. You just have to notify the IRS that you're taking that off your lifetime credit. And your lifetime estate number right now is, we each federally have $13,610,000 that we can die with or we can give away in our lifetime if we want to. Now, there's some other rules behind that, and Kate will address that next week. But then the gifting, all of this will go in half. I'm not actually 100% sure, and I'll have Kate address this next week, sure, you know, what the individual annual gift exclusion will be starting in 2026. Now, we have to plan around that, but yet we do have some time where it might all change before then. But what I can tell you is Wealth Enhancement Group is very aggressively having workshops within our company, kind of educating all us advisors on strategies that we can do in the next year and a half with clients. Because if it changes and our tax brackets go up, or, you know, we can only die with $7 million, I know that's still a lot of money versus 13. I know that's a lot of money. But yet there's strategies that we can incorporate for our clients in the next year and a half that whether it goes through or not or changes probably will improve their situation long term.
All right. 651-461-9226. A texter just writes a short bit ago, a question for you. For tax advice, is a financial planner able to give advice on this, or who do you suggest that is to be best to answer that question? So at Wealth Enhancement, do you guys do tax advice, or do you have to have someone else do that?
Okay, so tax advice. Taxes matter in everything you do. So we have this thing called the Your Money Matrix, and we talk about it on this show a lot. It's just identifying the positioning of your investments today. So they may be taxable, where you're getting a 1099 on your assets already, income and possibly capital gains. Then you've got your tax deferred accounts, which everybody loves, right? Because we haven't paid any tax on that. And the compounding is happening tax deferred. You earn money on money you haven't paid Uncle Sam yet, but you still have a big IOU down the road. And then the last one is tax advantaged. So that would be like insurance products or Roth IRA, something, health savings accounts where it grows tax free. So yes, advisors are well educated on the strategies and how these things are taxed, and more so on where should you take your income from, which type of bucket. You know, is it tax advantaged? Is it tax deferred? Is it taxable right now? Or maybe it's a combination of those. It's interesting that you bring this question up, because there's some articles out there that say, should advisors be able to give tax advice? And I don't know how we can't, you know, give tax advice, because it's a huge part of comprehensive planning. And then when it comes to the tax preparer, to me, you need somebody proactive, like in the year, like 2024. You got to be working on that this year. You can't wait until you gather all your documents to go get your tax prepared. So you may read a lot more about that because it's in the headlines today that advised really do need to know all this. And Wealth Enhancement Group has a huge tax department. Not only do we have the specialists that I can contact and say, hey, what would you do here? We also have tax preparation within our firm. So I hope that helps with your question. I probably didn't give you the finite answer that you would have liked, but it's a question you should ask your financial advisor, you know, if they can help you with intra-year planning. Susie?
651-461-9226. This texter writes, if I need a gap loan until my house sells and closes when moving into a co-op, would a HELOC or IRA loan be best, or is there another option?
Yeah, so HELOC, home equity line of credit. So you probably have an existing house, maybe it's on the market, and let's just say it's fully paid for, and you need some funds, you know, to put down on the next place, sounds like a co-op. You can do a home equity line of credit, and that would be through your bank. A lot of times what I suggest to clients is to get a kind of a gap loan, which not really necessarily taking the money. I call them swing loans, S-W-I-N-G, swing loans. So there's banks out there that are willing to give you some money up front. Yes, they may tie that to the asset that you have, or they may tie to your investments. Now, the texter mentioned something about IRA assets. Really, really hard to get a loan based on your IRA, meaning because that's a kind of a different entity than, let's say you have an investment in a stock that's outside your IRA. They may loan on that, take that as collateral, much greater probability than using your IRA. Once again, because there's so many more restrictions and rules around IRAs versus, you know, individual investments outside your IRA. So we, also the brokerage firms that we work with, will give, you know, short-term loans based on the value of your accounts. So there's lots of opportunities. I would seek out all of them and find someone that that you feel is knowledgeable about all types of loans. Susie?
All right, very good. 651-461-9226. We're taking your calls and your texts for Peg Webb with Wealth Enhancement about anything that's on your mind financially. This was an interesting question, Peg. This person says they are a client of Wealth Management and started as clients as a married couple. Now they are going through a divorce. They would like to continue with Wealth Enhancement, but individually, can they reach out to someone at Wealth Enhancement and say, I'd like to have a whole new person and team to work with because I'm no longer in that situation?
Yes. So sorry about that. Sorry about that, that it didn't work out. You know, of course, we live through all these people's lives and it happens. And so, number one, you definitely can stay working with the same advisor, right? Because it's all personal. It's not like there's any sharing of information. You could be an individual client still of that financial advisor. Now, with that said, if one of you is more comfortable with being with a different advisor, then what you do is you just contact your existing advisor and talk through that. And then that existing advisor would be able to recommend, since that existing advisor has their arms around you, would be able to recommend another advisor within Wealth Enhancement Group. Now, all of our advisors are very much the same in that, you know, the way we think, when we hire an advisor at our firm, they think like we think, meaning We're comprehensive advisors. We look at everything, financial planning, investments, and retirement income planning, and estate planning, and insurance, and taxes, and all of that. But it's important that you have a connection, you know, with the advisor that is coaching you. So just give us a call, and I would say to talk to the financial advisor first, and then that person will be able to help you. Susie?
All right, very good. Again, you are listening to Your Money, and we are taking your texts and your calls at 651-461-9226. This texter writes, is there a benefit to transferring shares of stock versus cash using the gift tax parameters?
I love this question. So the question is, instead of giving cash, you know, to somebody as a gift, you can give shares of stock. And one of the reasons that you might consider giving shares of stock, and a lot of my clients do this, let's say you bought Apple stock at $1 and now it's worth $1,000 a share.
That would be really a fun situation to be in.
Yes. So if indeed that happens to you, you may consider giving that share to someone else. And what happens is you then get that capital gain, if you will, or the value of that stock off your financial inventory. And now the person that receives that gift is going to have your cost basis. So that person is, if they're now having a dollar cost on a $1,000 share of Apple. And so you're just shifting that. Now, why do clients do that? Well, a lot of times, maybe their children are in a much lower tax bracket. So even if they wanted to sell that stock, you know, as a person who got that gift, they may pay a lot less tax, you know, to get that $1,000 out. But in a lot of cases, too, where clients have gained that much on a stock, it does behoove them in many cases to just move the shares versus taking cash out of the bank. The other reason I say that is a lot of clients that we're working with, we're creating paychecks for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And so it's hard to use that Apple stock, if you will, for their income, right? Because it just puts them in a different tax bracket. So this is a strategy of how to do the gifting you want to do using some of the winners, if you will, in your portfolio.
Do you see that? Yeah, I was going to say, do you see that happening more than cashing out and giving cash? That people like, Charlie just had his dad give him a stock share. Wasn't worth $18,000, but
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah,
we see it a lot. Not a lot of clients think about that though. Something that we suggest. Because it's easy for them to say, oh, I've got this money in the bank. I'm just going to write a check to my kid for $18,000. That's the gift. That's the maximum gift per year if you don't want to fill out a form, mm-hmm. you know, with your income tax. So that's more and more popular. And it's actually more popular now because the stock market has done so well, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And especially a lot of these tech stocks. So it's a... it's almost like an estate planning strategy. And once again, Kate Meyer is going to be on the program next week talking all about this gifting. Yeah. And so that would be a show that you want to tune into.
Because I was going to, yeah, Peg, I was going to ask about the gifting piece. Is it pretty important in terms of, do a lot of people use it? Is just a certain bracket of individuals, a certain level of wealth do it? Or is it a commonly used practice?
Do you know, I would have to say I probably more so suggest they do it because of, you know, it depends, Susie. It really depends,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because if you're under the $13 million apiece right now, which, you know, most people are,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Then there isn't like a proactive reason to do it.
Right.
It's more so, I like the reason for people to do it because if they gift their kids some stock, a lot of times those kids will open their own account, they'll have the stock in there, they know they got it from their parents, but it also kind of forces them to understand saving,
yeah.
investing.
Yeah.
That's part of what our clients are trying to do, is to transfer that knowledge to the next generation and more so education around savings and be responsible for your own financial future.
Yeah. It's interesting, Peg. My mom left United Health Group years ago and gave each of us $10,000 worth of stock at 34 cents a share. And United Health now is like a skazillion. And I took mine and made it into a mutual fund. And my sister Kathy left hers. And every time she gets the dividend check, we want to choke her, but we make her buy something for us. So it's kind of that situation that if you do leave it alone, in some cases it can just grow all there by itself. But obviously that's kind of a different story about what to do with money, whether to put it in a mutual fund.
Well,
back in the day, you know.
Well, and you don't have to do it all, right? I've seen some of these, the next generation, take the stock and maybe they sell off a portion, but then they keep a portion as well. So, you know what? Having more flexibility actually is a negative in a lot of people's lives, because you've just added a complexity. What do you mean? I could do part. I can, you know, roll over part. I could spend part of it. It's just more complex. Hence, have an advisor have your arms around you, that, you know, they can help you. And what we normally do, this is what feedback we get, is we give the conviction to the clients to make decisions. You know, it's so hard to make them on your own.
Yeah.
Susie?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, any final thoughts? We're about a minute away from the close of the show. I know, looking forward to next week here where we talk about gifting and remind people they can jump in if they want to. But any final thoughts here as we have a minute left together, Peg?
Well, not only is Kate going to be on next week, but we have a new head of our insurance, Joe Goss. And he's a person that has been in for decades of time. And so it's important just to manage your risk with your wealth. And so we thought we'd have those two roundtable people on next week to kind of highlight what they do on a day-to-day basis.
And I would
then
say
also,
oh, go ahead,
oh,
Peg.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, remember that people can call Wealth Enhancement and get a free consultation. If they have any questions about what they heard, you can certainly do that and talk with someone. And I think that's very valuable.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
All right. Have a great week and happy Father's Day to everyone today. And if you did not get your question answered, 1-888-6-ADVICE or yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com.